With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump stumping in the final hours of a presidential campaign that goes to the American people early Tuesday morning. He addressed a huge crowd in Macon, Georgia today, urging voters to give his Democratic opponent this message.
You're the worst vice president in the history of our country. It's the worst administration in the history of our country. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out. You're fired.
Tornadoes overnight in Oklahoma. No fatalities, but at least 11 people have been hospitalized. Thousands of homes without power. Oklahoma City Fire Battalion Chief Scott Douglas.
There is power lines down on the roadways. Most of the roadways are closed in and out of that area. Our local utility company that are out, our gas and electric company are both out. They had to shut off some gas meters that was broken, and so there was some gas spewing in the air. They had to get to those and then also make sure that the power shut down through all that area.
And yet another tornado watch in effect tonight in virtually the same part of Oklahoma. Also, at srnnews.com, a little bit of good medical news.
Mpox cases in Congo appear to be stabilizing, according to health officials. It may be a possible sign that the main epidemic, for which the World Health Organization made a global emergency declaration in August, might be on the decline. In recent weeks, Congo has reported about 200 to 300 lab-confirmed Mpox cases every week, according to the WHO. That's down from nearly 400 cases a week in July. The decline is also apparent in Kamituga, the mining city in the eastern part of Congo, where the new, more infectious variant of Mpox first emerged. I'm Karen Chamas.
Flash flooding in eastern Spain, sweeping away everything in its path. More than 200 are dead. This is SRN News. Things apparently are getting worse.
That's what a lot of Americans say about the state of the country compared to 70 years ago. A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks whether U.S. culture and way of life has gotten better or worse since the 1950s. And about half the population says worse. Majorities of all major religious groups agree with that assessment, including white evangelical Protestants, white mainline Protestants, white Catholics, and Hispanic Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Democrats in Florida hoping amendments that would promote abortion and legalize marijuana will boost their turnout election day. However, the number of voters registered as Democrats tumbling in recent years in that state. The GOP steadily has narrowed the Democrat Party's lead in voter registrations in Florida now for the past 9 or 10 years. This is SRN News. A drug maker has some benefits from COVID.
A boost from COVID-19 treatment sales helped push Pfizer to a better-than-expected third quarter and higher forecast for the year. Demand for the drug maker's Paxlovid treatment, spurred by the latest COVID wave and a U.S. national stockpile delivery, led to $2.7 billion in sales for the drug. The company also cited sales growth from several other drugs as total revenue climbed 31% to $17.7 billion in the recently completed quarter. John Scott reporting.
Investigators still looking into that crash overnight in Michigan that left 4 people dead. Now, police say a semi slammed into more than a dozen vehicles, all of which had stopped on a road as traffic had been temporarily stopped, where utility crews were completing work on power lines. 17 people were injured. More details at srnnews.com.